Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Thursday, October 14th, 2010. Today is a special Love Your Body Day edition of Plus Model Radio with Whitney Thompson. And we all watch with excitement as Whitney competed against 13 other contestants to win Cycle 10 of America's Next Top Model and became the first full-figured model to win the competition. Since the show, Whitney has gone on to appear in numerous print campaigns, runway shows, and served as Fashion Buzz Right Fit brand ambassador. She's also an ambassador for the National Eating Disorder Association and the 2010 celebrity host for Hollywood Now's Love Your Body Day. Let's welcome friend of the show, Whitney Thompson. So hi, Whitney. How are you? Hello? Whitney? I have you on air, but...
Are you there?
Okay, there you go. What's
I'm
going on?
I'm losing you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you are on the internet. You have another hot topic going on about you right now. The interview you recently did with Sunny Gold on Huffington Post, and you mentioned in the article that you were known for being outspoken, and let's talk about some of the things that you said in the article that has people talking right now.
Sure.
So, one of the things you said in the article was, there's no soul in modeling. Now, tell us, what did you mean by saying there's no soul in modeling?
I mean, modeling has no soul. The people who participate certainly feel something. I mean, I put my whole soul into modeling 100%. But the industry in itself is sick. You know, there's a lot of nasty stuff that goes on behind closed doors. And certainly the industry itself, no, there's no, you know, there's nothing there. It's all about the money. It's all about the fame. It's not about the cause. You know what I mean?
Right. And you're just talking about the industry in whole, not necessarily the plus industry.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But, I mean, it's just, it's the bookers you work for. It's you know, everyone's out for themselves. There's no, like, working together for a greater cause. It's all
mm-hmm.
just, like, you know, and not necessarily the people, the models, but, like, you know, it's just the industry.
Right,
soulless,
right.
Soul-sucking
right.
vampires.
Now, another thing you said in the article is, I applaud Vogue for having a shape issue, but screw Vogue for not having shapes in every issue. And then it was ironic that an article posted about you recently on Curvy Vogue. Do you think they saw that quote?
I know that they did, because they actually quoted me in something else that I said in that article from the Huffington Post. Because I was a little scared, and that's kind of what's funny about it is people would come out and say, you know, like, good for Whitney for saying this, but there goes her career with Vogue, you know, or her chance at ever having this kind of ad. And I think it's just hysterical that Vogue responded and said nothing bad about me. They were totally supportive, like, great for Whitney, she's beautiful, come meet her at Love Your Body Day, and quoted me on something else from the same article, but didn't mention anything about me saying that. But, you know, it's not just Vogue. Vogue was just, you know, the main one that I could think of, and obviously a huge magazine, but lots of magazines do a shape issue. And mm-hmm. it's the same principle. But yeah, a little, Winnie was a little harsh that day. But I stand okay. by it. I mean, it's true. There should be shapes in every issue.
Yeah, I agree. And then one more thing you said in the article that was raising eyebrows right now is you had some harsh things to say about Karl Lagerfeld. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Lagerfeld. Karl Lagerfeld.
And V Magazine. So what's up with that?
Well, it's not just V Magazine. It's just that, yeah, you know, Karl does, Chanel is in charge of it and runs the whole thing over there. And a couple years ago, he came out publicly and released statements saying that, you know, he didn't believe in plus-size models and that the only people who cared about plus-size girls were fat mummies sitting on their couches watching TV and eating crisps all day.
Right, I remember that.
Which is infuriating to be a
so do you think
girl.
He had a change of heart or he just did that for
No, I think
publicity.
He had a change of financial wants.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the whole industry shifts, and it did shift, and I think he kind of had to eat his words, which is nice, but I would like a public apology from him. He should release a statement saying, wow, the way I was 2 years ago was completely wrong, and I'm sorry for everyone that I put down and made them feel bad about themselves, and, you know, let's try to move forward. And that would change things. But for him to just pretend like it never happened, like, you intentionally release statements to make people feel badly about themselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's okay. And I didn't forget about that. And then, yeah, and then a couple years later, he's shooting the issue for V Magazine, the plus issue. And he's, you know, Chanel is doing a plus line now. And even in that ad, Crystal Ren is cut off at the shoulders. And she's gorgeous. Her body is amazing. And she even lost a bunch of weight recently.
And they
but she still
didn't
still
show her whole body.
Yeah, but they cut her off. And then what's more infuriating is that they have a guy in the background, and you can see his abs, his ripped abs. And it's just totally unrealistic. It's not right. You know, don't send me plus-size clothing from the neck up.
So if Karl or Chanel reaches out to you to work on a project, would you do it?
I mean, we would definitely have to talk about it. The thing is, I don't know. I don't work for people that I don't agree with. And,
right.
And it, you know, no amount of money. I've had clients offer me sums of money for things that I did not believe in, and I did not take them. And I think that that's the best thing because people look to me and think like, okay, well, you know, who can I look to dress myself? Like, who should I look up to and see what they're doing, you know, for trends or brands and follow that kind of lead? And so I have to set an example. And I'm not going to work with some guy who made millions of women feel badly about themselves by calling mm-hmm. everyone fat who was plus size. And plus
right.
size, mind you, is a size 6, which is not fat.
Right, right.
I mean, at this point, I'm just pissed off, Shanice. You know, it's like this is the industry, and you do know.
and speaking of the plus model thing, you mentioned that in the article too, that a plus size model in fashion is not the same thing as a plus size in real life. So, do you think the plus industry needs to be more diverse and promote more diversity in the ads and campaigns?
Well, I think that we need to get rid of the plus industry altogether.
Oh,
you know,
really?
It's something that has been, well, because we should all be one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It should just be all different sizes, and we should all be models, and it shouldn't matter if you're a size 18 or a size 8 or a size 2. It just, you know, it just shouldn't be that way.
It should just be a beautiful women, then
yeah,
celebrating everybody.
Yeah, because we all come in different shapes and sizes. No one size will ever be accepted by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
People like different things. It's natural selection. If men only liked women who were 5'11" and weighed 117 pounds, which is what the average model is, then all of us would be 5'11" and weigh 117 pounds because we would have
right.
died out.
Right.
And that is simply not the case. It's not. We're curvy, and we're short, and we're tall, and some of us have chicken legs, and some of us have flat chests and huge chests, and that's fantastic. And I just think that we need to learn to celebrate that instead of labeling everyone, well, you're straight size, you're plus size. You know, it shouldn't be about that. It's not
and
healthy
it segregates
for people who,
as well when you do separate things and separate events and separate projects. And we should all
and
embrace
you know what?
Each other.
I would not be as angry. You know, I'm not mad at the industry. I work my butt off. I've been all over the world. I make money. I'm fine with working. But what infuriates me is the mail that I get from people saying, my daughter is in the hospital dying of bulimia, and she's been suffering with this. And because she saw your show or saw, you know, what you said, it affected her, and she's really trying now to get better. And it's things like this that, you know, it's not like I've ever had an eating disorder, but I have heard from people all over the world, boys and girls, who are literally starving to death or throwing up their meals to try to look like something that doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's what pisses me off, because they just don't care. The industry just doesn't care that they make people have these unrealistic expectations that they can't meet and that they do die from them. I mean, you just wouldn't believe. Like, I've met mothers whose daughters, teenage girls, starve themselves to death to look like the girls in the magazines. And the girls in the magazines don't even look like the girls in the magazines because they've been airbrushed.
Right,
you know,
right.
Or they do the starvation diet for a month and running 10 miles a day to look that good in the magazine. But that's not what they really look like. It's ridiculous.
Right, right. And speaking of diversity and images and promoting positive body image, we did a Love Your Body Day campaign together in the nude. And so we had a wonderful time promoting together, and those pictures created an international media buzz. And
absolutely.
So let's talk about these naked pictures for a minute. Now, we both said in interviews that going nude was all your idea. So how did you know I was going to agree to do it?
I didn't know. I thought if I sent you the picture of some inspirational pictures of kind of the look we were going for, then it would help rather than like, hey, Shanice, want to get naked and take pictures? But you know what? I wanted something that would turn heads and that would really make people stop and pay attention. And, it, you know, it just came to me and it just felt right. And that's just what I thought, we should do this. And we succeeded. It definitely turned some heads.
Right, right. And you mentioned in a lot of your interviews and even just on the show earlier that you hate airbrushing and Photoshop. But I Love Your Body Day pics were photoshopped by the photographer.
Well, they all
and we were heavily criticized in the blogs for it. Now, in our defense, I want to say that the photographer, Inez Lewis, that's what she does to all of her pictures. That's her style. And she probably wouldn't have let us release it publicly if she didn't tweak it in some way. But
right.
Did you think that our Love Your Body message was less effective because it was photoshopped?
Well, here's the difference, I think, in the photoshopping that Inez did and what most people do. And, you know, I don't agree with Photoshop, and I don't like it. But if you have a huge zit on your face and the photographer takes it out, it's kind of like, all right, well, that's one thing. If you are airbrushing a girl, so that she doesn't have a 26-inch waist anymore, she has a 14-inch waist, and you're taking her nose and shaving it down to the shape you want it to be, and you're changing everything about her so that she doesn't even look like herself, she's totally unrecognizable, that's another story. And that is what most of these ads are that we look at. And as, you know, you look at those pictures, and you can see, girl, we have rolls and our, you know, you
and big old breasts
on our body. We didn't take that out, and you don't, you know, our waists are not shaved down. You see everything, and the whole ad was about that. So, yeah, maybe she, you know, tucked away some cellulite, but she kept our forms. So I'm not really upset about that at all. You know, it's like it's definitely the same message. If she had taken us and shaved us down to size two girls, that would have been another story, and that would have, you know, obviously been upsetting because that would have been the polar opposite of her message.
Right, right. And our team on the set did a fabulous job. Like I just mentioned, the photographer was Inez Lewis. Our hairstylist was Joe Williams, and the makeup artist, Gina Sabatino for Image Cosmetics. And they made being on the set comfortable and didn't make it awkward.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time on set.
It was great to be with all women. It was very nurturing. And we lit some supermodel candles, and that's always relaxing, too.
Yes, that definitely helped. And in response to some other criticism we got in the blog, because people were kind of tearing us apart in the blogs, we did a no-hate photo shoot. Now, why did you want to reach out to the gay community and do the no-hate photo shoot?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of friends that are gay. I have a lot of fans that are gay. I've always grown up going to art schools and things like that. So I've always supported the homosexual community, and I do a lot of work with Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, and I think it's important to just show your support, because it's hard, especially for younger people coming out to the closet. I mean, it can be very scary, and I do believe there should be no hate, you know, and it's our country has developed a lot over the past 100 years, and you know, certainly people have had to stand up to things that not everyone agrees with, and I think it's what you feel in your heart, you know, and we shouldn't hate anyone, you know. It's just it's bad for your soul. It's really not a nurturing thing.
And then our images had a double positive message, because we were able to combine the no hate message with loving your body, so it was really cool to have double messages.
And that's what's great about no hate, is that it's not no hate homosexuals. It's mostly, you know, that's their main message, but it is just in general no hate. What a simple message.
Right.
Just don't do it. Just don't hate on anyone for anything. Just let them be.
Right.
You know, that makes you live a better life when you're not worried about what other people are doing. You need to focus on yourself and bettering yourself before you start pointing fingers, you know?
Now, like I said, we did the No Hate campaign and the news shoot to promote Love Your Body Day, which is coming up next weekend, October 22nd through the 24th in West Hollywood. And let me briefly just go through the schedule of events. So Friday on October 22nd is a Love Your Body Day launch party, and is hosted by Tamiko Frazier's Goddess Gathering. And for more information about the party and to RSVP, visit the website at loveyourbodyday.com. And then Saturday is the main event at the West Hollywood Auditorium, where Whitney will be hosting. And we also have a Real Women fashion show. And our fashion show producer, Rhea Norman, is working really hard on the fashion show, and it's going to be really exciting. Then that night at 8 o'clock, we have a Love Your Body Day comedy show at the Comedy Store on Sunset. And then Sunday at 1 o'clock, we have a body image panel discussion, and Whitney's going to be on that panel. And like I said, for more information, visit loveyourbodyday.com. So, Whitney, are you excited about the upcoming events?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge deal. And you know, I have trouble keeping my big mouth shut anyway, so it's nice that people actually come to listen.
Right. And so besides being involved with Love Your Body Day, you're also an ambassador for the National Eating Disorder Association and recently got back from the NEDA conference. Now, how was that?
Oh, that was fantastic. I got to do a walk with them as well, and the turnout was just amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and I had never actually done an event with them before. I've just been an ambassador, and I've done, you know, like PR things, press for them, but I've never been at an event, and it was just really touching, and they have amazing stories. They have stories about recovery and, you know, offering hope, because when someone has an eating disorder in America, I mean, most health insurance companies don't cover it, and bills can be over $100,000.
Wow.
And only 40% of people who are diagnosed with anorexia ever recover fully.
Mm.
And anorexia kills more people than any other mental illness.
Wow.
So, it's a really serious thing, and to have mothers and sisters on stage talking about losing loved ones to this disease is just really heart-wrenching, but at the same time, it's, like, motivating, because that's why I do what I do. You know, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, but if you're negatively affecting young men and women out there, or even older men and women, and making them feel badly about themselves, then I think I'm the right person to stand up. And so it's nice to be surrounded by good people at an event like that.
And next year, the NEDA conference will be in L.A., so I definitely plan to attend next year.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. I don't want to fly across the country.
Definitely. So let's talk about your candle and jewelry line called Supermodel. Now,
mm-hmm.
The wax from the candles can also be used as a moisturizer. So tell people who aren't familiar with it how that works.
Well, it's totally different. The candles are all natural. They're made of soy. Everything's handmade in America. And when you light the candle, the wax actually turns into a heated massage oil. It doesn't get hot enough to burn you, so you can literally just stick your hand in the wax and, you know, rub it between your fingers and rub it right into your skin. And then when you blow it out, it hardens again, the candle does, so you don't waste anything. And a percentage of the proceeds from the candle sales goes to the National Eating Disorders Association.
Awesome. So you're supporting a good cause as well.
Absolutely,
and I know
yeah.
You have different types of candles. So what are the different types?
Yeah, we have 9 different scents. There's 2 different sizes, so there's 8-ounce and 16-ounce, which is a double wick. And then the scents are all fashion-themed, so it's like Los Angeles Lily, Central Park, Hong Kong Blossom. Boyfriend Shirt is our best seller, though. London Tea and Hot Ginger. They're just kind of based in fashion capitals all over the world, so
mm-hmm.
They're just fun and totally different. There's something for everyone, but I handpicked all the scents and designed them and did everything myself, so they're like my babies. I'm very attached to them.
Yeah, and I got to say they smell awesome. And
thank
it's
you.
A really good product, a really nice
yeah.
product. Now tell
it
us
is.
About your jewelry line.
The jewelry line, well, there's 4 different lines under Supermodel. There's Supermodel, Dakota Lee, our Haute Couture line, and our line called Best Friends, where everything's under $20. And it's actually funny because Perez Hilton has Coco Perez, and he posted a picture of me and said, showed my shoes and my earrings and showed places that you can buy them. And I was wearing, of course, my own Supermodel earrings. I own a jewelry company. I'm not going to wear anyone else's jewelry.
Right.
He tagged it under some other, like, Charlotte Russe or something.
Oh, so they don't
like,
even
no,
have the right information.
Mine are handmade in New York. I don't know where Charlotte Russe is made, but I'm pretty sure it's not America.
Right.
So I posted it on my Facebook. But I love the jewelry, and everything's, you know, it's high quality, and if anything breaks, then we pay for shipping and handling. We fix it ourselves, and we'll ship it back to you for free.
And
so
actually, we wore some of the jewelry on the Love Your Body Day photo shoot. I don't think it was visible in the 2 final
yeah,
shots that
our
were
hair
released.
Was too long.
but it's really great jewelry as well. Very pretty and affordable.
Yeah.
Now, will all of your products be for sale at Love Your Body Day?
I think I'm just going to bring the candles with me because the jewelry
okay.
is a little tricky to carry around. And I'm coming back from Canada like the day before Love Your
okay.
Body Day.
Okay. So speaking of Canada, what's next for you? What else do you have coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, I post all of my events on shopsupermodel.com, which is my website. But this weekend, tomorrow actually, I'm flying to Orlando. And I'm hosting a fashion show for Macy's at the Millennium Mall.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I'm flying to Toronto for Fashion Week. And there I'm also going to meet again with Ally Style, who's a new brand. I'm the new face for that brand. And that's they use all organic materials. The plus size line that's just super comfortable. And the story behind it is just amazing. It's by Pam Shanehouse, whose daughter passed away from cancer. But before she did, she was put on steroids and she gained a lot of weight. And she was just, you know, the last thing you want to deal with when you have cancer is shopping for clothes. And
right.
She would just go to these stores and everything was made with bad fabrics and nothing fit right. And she would just cry and cry. And so her mom, you know, was so touched by this and had to go through this huge ordeal that after her daughter passed away, she began a clothing company called Ally Style. And she uses just organic fabrics and, you know, what's better than organic leggings? Like, everything is just so soft and flattering. And it's just fantastic. So I'm working with her right now, and I'm going to meet with her also in Toronto.
So
and I'll be
like
back here for Love Your Body Day.
Yeah, can't forget Love Your Body Day. But it seems like you're doing a lot of positive, uplifting projects. Is that on purpose?
Yeah. Well, I just don't think you should live your life any other way. You know, I'd rather do what I'm doing now and be able to speak out and have a voice and have people be able to message me with questions and give advice than just be a pretty face on a billboard. You know, I've done that, and I love that, and I do still model. I mean, people keep getting it confused. Like, modeling is my number one job. I model all over the world. I'm friends with Wilhelmina. But it's much more rewarding. You know, it's not about financial benefits. It feels good to be able to talk to people one-on-one and affect their lives in a positive way.
And you just mentioned that you have a new blog. You recently started blogging, and I'm sure you'll be writing about all of your upcoming appearances in your blog. And,
absolutely.
Why did you decide to start blogging? It seems like you're so busy you wouldn't have time to write in a blog.
I don't. That's a good point. I write most of my blogs while in transit on airplanes, flying to and from places, because I am too busy. So my blogs, you know, I'll blog every day for a week, and then I'll take a week off. And I also post my favorite recipes on there and things that I cook that week. But it's just, you know, I have a lot to say, and sometimes things I say get taken out of context. And, like, you know, for example, that Huffington Post interview is very, very long. And if you read the entire thing, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I say things like Vogue should put girls in who actually eat. And sometimes people will just pull that out and write a whole blog about that one sentence. But then if you read the next one down, I talk about girls that I've lived with suffering with eating disorders and how the agencies treat them and that they don't care if they're starving to death as long as they look good. You know, if you have bags under your eyes from starving yourself, that's not okay.
Right.
Right. But starving yourself isn't an issue. So it's kind of frustrating for me, and I like to be able to give my opinion and, you know, stand up for myself in my own way. And
so now your blog is the way you can defend what you say.
Well, I mean, I also, you know, I speak all over the country at, like, colleges on healthy body image, and I like to be able to tell people about that, too. You know, like, I went to the Texas State Fair last week, and it's just kind of fun because my life as a cover girl is very different than one would imagine. And, yeah, I do travel, and you know, I have a lot of fun and get to meet a lot of great people. But I do silly stuff, too, sometimes. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
And tell us your official website to get your candles and your jewelry.
Well, my website to get the candles and jewelry is shopsupermodel.com, but my blog is on shopsupermodel.blogspot.com.
Okay. And also, for those listening, for more information about Love Your Body Day, visit loveyourbodyday.com. And I've had a pleasure working with you on Love Your Body Day, and your presence has really helped make this event bigger and better this year. And I have nothing but good things to say about you, and I hope we have a chance to work together on other projects. And
thank you
for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. You too. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. And thank you to our fabulous guest this evening, Whitney Thompson. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to like Plus Model Radio on facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.